Hi, good evening, friends. How are you? Happy holiday. We're in the Christmas season, and it's been a while since I've been with you guys, but I just want to say that I've missed talking with you guys, and there's so much going on. I know that so much is going on in the world, and you guys are still hanging in there with me. I'm so excited to be doing a new show on this evening, so you can grab a cup of tea with me and GB, and we're going to talk a little bit about the holidays. What are your thoughts about the holidays? I just kind of wanted to share some things that were on my mind about the holidays. I kind of want to talk about 'tis the season to be jolly and put a question mark at the end. And that's because while we're getting ready to celebrate the birth of Christ, which is what I believe that Christmas is all about. It's about giving and loving and sharing with your family and your friends. You know, the gifts that we give that kind of signifies our love for our friends and our family. But what does that mean for some? You know, honestly, I have had the opportunity to talk to a few people who are definitely not happy about the holidays. In fact, Christmas saddens them. It makes them feel sad. It makes them feel depressed. Parents who may not be able to purchase gifts for their kids. People who have lost family and friends. They don't feel like celebrating the loss of a mom or a dad or their children. What do we do when situations like this are all around us? I just wanted to be a voice just to remind us that everyone's not happy. Everyone's not jolly. Everyone won't have a Merry Christmas. And again, that's something for us to kind of think about. You know, sometimes, you know, you can read certain things. I know I've read a few books and magazines that actually did talk about the depression of Christmas being so great, and people who they're definitely not looking forward to the new year because they're not even looking forward to Christmas. But I just want us to take the time out to be really sensitive in this season and be watchful, because there will be people in our jobs who, again, are not happy. And I think the most thing that we can do is while we're at work or we're out shopping and we're doing different things, that we just are more mindful and careful of that. We are keeping people in prayer. We're talking to people just to see if they're going to be okay, and making sure that we hit those shelters and we take the time out to hit and help those parents who may not financially be able to afford things for Christmas. You know, it can be really stressful to have your children. We've been there where children wanted to have certain toys, but we couldn't afford certain things. And it was hard. You know, we had some Christmases where I did have to stand in line just to get a few free things. You know, that was part of our story. That's part of my story we have in the 11. You know, we went through some hard, rough times trying to keep our family together, keep the children happy, making sure that we had gifts under the tree. So let's just be mindful of that this holiday season. When we see those people that may be in front of grocery stores and they are with the Salvation Army, let's help. Let's be mindful of that to put something in there. Let's make sure that we are helping orphanages. We are doing coat drives. We are cleaning out those coats out of our closet just to make sure that someone has an extra coat, that we are keeping in our car, you know, those bags for the homeless, that if we drive through a homeless area that we are maybe going to stop and see if they need something or take a warm meal. There's so many different things that all of us can do just to show the love for mankind on Christmas and during the holidays. Let's not get so into the holiday season again that we forget about those who are saying, I won't have a jolly Christmas because I have so many things that are going on. And I know as parents, we stress. We have stressed. We have stressed through the years. Luckily, the 11 are pretty grown right now. We only have the one that's left. But I think they went through life with us trying to teach them the importance of Christmas and being able to serve people. Just last Saturday, my husband and myself, and my son and his girl, and, you know, it was the four of us, and my daughter, actually, we went to help to pack love boxes for an organization, and I can't tell you how fulfilling that was. It was so fulfilling to be able to help box food for the needy, and it doesn't take a whole lot. All it takes is just a willing heart to go to shelters and food pantries to bless and drop off a few cans of food. These are things that we can be intentional about for the holidays. Doesn't take a lot of money to just pick up a few canned goods on top of what we already buy. But, you know, again, we just have to kind of reel ourselves back in sometimes during the holidays so that we can just remember that the reason for the season, number one, is Christ. And the reason for the season also is to be able to help bless someone, give someone a coat if we look in our closet and we see that we have too many coats. What a fantastic idea it would be to bless someone with a coat, extra boots, gloves, hats, you name it. Just so many things that we can do to bless in this season. So, you know, I'm just going to sign out. And I want you guys to have a wonderful weekend. And I just want us to be mindful of those that are saying, I won't have a holly jolly Christmas, and this is why. And if you're listening to my podcast, and I have some new listeners, and shout out to you all, you new listeners who are listening, and you've been giving me feedback. I love feedback. I love feedback. I am so excited. I'm really excited for everyone, you know, who's come through. We've come through this far. We've come over the COVID hump, and we are still hanging in there. We're still hanging in there with our family. Shout out to my hubby and our kids, my grandkids, who I love so very much. But try to, again, remember the season, the reason for the season. While you're out shopping, I know that this is the shopping season has kicked off. So remember, let's just try to do better as a people, as a country, as a nation, and bless in this season, see what we can do. If everyone takes the time out to do a little bit, and one person can't do it all, but if we all take the time out to help one another and check on our loved ones, check on the elderly, and make sure that people whose parents, again, and family members are not with them, making sure that they're okay. Let's take the time to do that, okay? So I'm signing out. Have a wonderful Friday, rest of your evening, actually, and a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And I will be talking to you guys next time, and be listening out for my next episode. We'll have some things to talk about. I have a few things that are in the works and some very important things that are coming up for the new year, some things that I'm working on, and I know that it would be exciting for me, and I hope that it's exciting for you, and it'll be able to bless you guys, to be able to give you more content, tell some different stories, you know, as time goes on. And if you're listening to my podcast and you are excited and you love what you hear, go on and leave me a message on my podcast, and I would definitely get back to you. I love to interact with my audience. And if you have any questions concerning family, the 11, then out of curious hearts, go ahead and hit me up, and I would love to answer and talk with you. I look forward to connecting with you guys, and it's going to be a wonderful holiday season. Let's just remember others, and I will talk to you soon. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.